Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dudes. Nice try, dude.
Catch you later, cop dudes.
Dude. War, dude.
Dude. I'm new, dude.
Dude.
It is 100 Yards with Adam Cole and Matt Murphy. I'm Matt Murphy.
I'm Adam Cole.
Dude, we had a bye week last week.
I guess you could call it that, our own bye week. We knew that there was some news coming down about the NFL changing up their policy about the masks, but we did not think that it was going to take until Friday at, like, what, 5, 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
The Friday... Big Friday news dump that they normally give you.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, we didn't think it was going to take that long.
I mean, 1 week, and there's a whole bunch of going on that happened in that 1 week that we were away, which is cray cray. Let's get to the picks real quick, man. So it's been 2 weeks since we went over our picks.
Yeah, we need to cover week 4 and 5.
Adam's actually crushing me right now. So I'm going to go over the first week. I was 11-5. We were both 11-5. The second week, you was 13-3. I was 10-6. Third week, you were 10-6. I was 9-7. So it was fairly close. 9-6 the fourth week. I was 4-11. That's right. 4 right, 11 wrong.
That might be the Pittsburgh Steelers record this year. You never
know. Wow. I hope I didn't just jinx our team. and then last week, you were 8-7 and I was 9-6. This is the first time I've ever beat you in a week since we've been doing our little predictions.
Yeah.
Yay! I think that's something to celebrate. I mean, after going 4-11 one week, there's only one way to go, and that was up. So there's that. And your boys, they showed and improved, man. They destroyed the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, did you expect any different?
I didn't think it was gonna be that bad, but good Lord.
Joe Burrow has gotten sacked, I believe it's like 22 times this season already.
I mean, y'all are blitzing his pants off. It's ridiculous.
I mean, hey, rookie quarterback, what do you expect?
Joe Burrow. So you said he's been sacked like 22 times in 5 games.
Right. I mean, we can't be doing
that's
averages.
That's like 66 sacks after 15 games if it keeps up like this.
Yeah, did you see him at, you were talking about it at the end of the Baltimore game.
This
he was turning away.
He tried to do a play action fake, and before he could even, man, that's a shame. Poor fella. Before he could even hand the ball off, he was sacked. I'm like, dude, they're coming at you like that, and you guys have the testicular fortitude to try to do a play action fake? Wrong. How many times did y'all sack him? Like 8 times?
At least.
Oh, boy. Poor fella.
I think it was 2 interceptions.
It should have been more. Probably. You probably tipped a couple balls. So I got to go home and watch the second half of that game. I paused it at the halftime. So, all right, since we've been gone, there's been an NFL fire sale, so to speak. They fired 2 NFL coaches and a GM, I guess. Coach GM O'Brien from
Bill
the Texans.
Bill O'Brien, yeah, he's gone. And then Dan Quinn is also gone from the Falcons.
Poor fella. I mean,
when you blow that many leads that big, it becomes a question.
I think it's their endurance is horrible. Apparently, they get the big leads, and then they get tired, or they just take their foot off the pedal.
I think Matt Ryan chokes.
Oh. So Dan Quinn is gone. Who's it? And then, oh, that's right, the guy Bill O'Brien who destroyed the Texans team got rid of.
Yeah.
Two of
and
their
I
best
believe
players.
The I want to say the Texans play the Falcons this week.
Really?
Possibly. Let me double check on that because that would be interim versus interim. I was incorrect on that.
Well, not as incorrect as I was 2 weeks ago. Just saying. Can never get that bad. So they got those coaches fired. And then let's talk about the Chargers. You sent me an email about how bad the Chargers got screwed over, and it had nothing to do with the COVID sicknesses.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just because they're in the same division. They're just getting screwed. They got screwed. Miami got screwed. All because of the Titans.
But did anyone get, like, jacked up as much as the Chargers?
No, it didn't seem like it. It seemed like they had, like, I think it was like 5 or 6 games moved around.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just, you know, the game time changing from 1 p.m. to 4:25. It was this game's from week 11 to now it's week 8. This game was week 6, now it's week 10. Like, they're all the conference matchups, but still, I mean...
Oh.
That's ridiculous.
It is. Speaking of ridiculous, did you see Dak Prescott? Well, obviously you did because you texted me the photo. I was on the road. I saw that and I came home and I watched. Dude, they won't even show it like on regular
no,
TV.
No, it's blurred.
And
yeah.
Then dude was like taking his foot trying to knock it back in place.
I don't think he realized, like, just pure shock. I don't think he realized how bad it was injured.
God, dude.
I think he thought, oh, dislocation.
Yeah.
But no, bro, your bone's sticking out.
Yeah.
Compound fracture means your bone's sticking out.
And he said, they said they didn't see the blood because of the tape, all the tape he had around
yeah.
his ankle, but it started coming through.
Yeah.
So he had a successful operation right after the game. And that's a complicated
situation.
Yeah,
they flew in a doctor.
It's that serious.
Yeah.
Because first you have nerve endings, you have veins, and that's just like, he could lose that foot if they don't do it right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's great, great transition in the fact of Alex Smith coming
yep,
back on the
he
field.
Played
like same
thing. Week.
Yeah, same week. But I mean, I know that was a lot of people's thoughts.
Yeah.
As soon as they saw Dak's injury, of like, oh man.
Yep.
Oh man, is this another Alex Smith type injury? Like, no.
That's
no,
a tough
it's
dude.
Not nearly as serious as Alex Smith.
And he's tough because he was there on the carpet. Like, he wasn't, I think, I'm getting that the fact that he was crying was because he knew what he had at stake because he didn't sign his contract. It was a contract year.
Yeah, he'll probably get franchise tagged again.
Again, yeah. I mean, he did get paid, what was it, 30?
He's still getting paid like $30 million
yeah.
on the tag.
I mean, I'd be all right with that for the rest of my life. I'm just saying.
But it's the fact of this was exactly why he wanted the deal.
Yeah.
And the craziest part about it is their reasoning for it was we can kind of push that off. It's less common for a catastrophic injury to happen to a quarterback
than it is for someone else.
Than it is for someone who's actually taking the brunt of the hits and then boom, what happens?
Yep. And it was freaky. Like, it wasn't like somebody landed on his foot.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. If you watch his
slow
motion.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
He rolled right over it.
So he slammed him down. Like, he pulled him down in the back.
And he rolled right
over
his ankle.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, boy.
It looked ugly.
It's so bad that they digitally, like, they blur it out. It's like.
You remember Gordon Hayward a couple years ago? Basketball, but Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
That's the same injury.
No, I was thinking, was this a college basketball player?
No, the Boston Celtics.
Is he the one that was picking his leg up?
He did it the first game of the year.
Yeah.
He went up for, I think, a rebound and came down and just...
Didn't he hold his leg up and it was hanging down all weird?
No, you're thinking of the college player.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was gross.
Something where.
Yeah. He was holding his leg up like, look at it!
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, that was rough. But no, Gordon Hayward, suffered pretty much, I think it was the same exact injury.
As Dax?
Yeah, the compound fracture and the dislocation.
How long did it take him to come back?
He didn't play the whole season.
Okay, so Dax done for the year. Probably, maybe he'll be back next year sometime.
Yeah, I would expect so.
This is 6 months. Yeah.
That's the season at this point.
Yeah. All right, and then there's Chase Claypool, the 6'4", 238-pound.
Man, he had himself a game.
Pittsburgh Steeler, rookie wide receiver from Notre Dame. And I was telling everybody, with Mike Street that works here, I was like, hey, man, they call him Mapletron. I know it's just one game, but dude, man. And he could have had a fifth touchdown, and they robbed him of it because they thought he they called an offensive pass interference, and it wasn't. The guy literally tripped over his feet, but it looked like he threw him down because he tripped over his foot. Could have been five touchdowns. I'm like, yeah, he might not get that many touchdowns over a three-game span for the rest of the season. Just saying. But I was really excited about that. And then last night there was the news of Le'Veon Bell being cut from the Jets.
In the middle of the game.
Yeah.
I was watching the game, and all of a sudden they just cut to like a quick little split screen, I think it was, and hey, breaking news that they cut back to the studio. Breaking news that the Jets have released Le'Veon Bell. Like, wait, what?
What is up with that dude, man? Adam Gates, man. I'm serious. Like, something's up. Now, let's talk about Le'Veon Bell, former Pittsburgh Steeler, great running back at the time when he was playing with the Steelers. He's not like he was a malcontent, so to speak, but his was different from the fact that AB was like a locker room problem. And the Steelers, yeah. Steelers hate, like, I don't want to say hate, but the Steelers players was kind of happy to see AB go, most of them.
Right.
When
right,
it comes
right.
to Le'Veon Bell, it was like a whole money thing. And then I was thinking about it. Like, if you think about it, it's not guaranteed money. He did it for guaranteed money, and he got less money, but he got more guaranteed money. And this was his first big contract.
I think he just became too big of a problem that the Jets didn't want to deal with.
And then again, I think it was partly of
same thing. I mean, Jamal Adams.
Yeah.
Dude, like they don't want to deal with it. They're like.
Yeah. But then again, there's Adam Gase, man. A lot of people, when they leave, look at a guy for Tennessee, the quarterback from Tennessee. He left and look how he's flourished. Oh, what's the starting quarterback for Tennessee?
Tannehill.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam Gase was the coach of the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And how did he, dude?
How did he get another head coaching job? I don't know.
I would not want to play for him because he seems like he has some issues. And I'd be surprised if he makes it another season with the Dolphins. I'm thinking this might be his last season with the Dolphins.
You mean with the Jets?
With the Jets, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, because he was with the Dolphins, and then he got fired, and then they hired him. Okay.
But it's the Jets, though.
Yeah.
I saw a picture, and it was the power rankings of all the NFL teams, and the Jets are, of course, are number 32, and their biggest weakness, football. this is like an ESPN article.
Wow.
And it says, the Jets aren't good at anything, so it's hard to pinpoint one weakness. They're one of only four teams in the past 30 years, and the first since the 2013 Jaguars, to lose their first five games by multiple scores.
That's bad. But yet, you know, Adam Gates is a good coach, and they're letting him do the whole Bill O'Brien thing. You're literally going to blow the team up. Wow. But he knows. You know, Adam Gates knows everything. Is he the GM now?
No.
He got the GM fired. The GM at the beginning of the year fired.
I don't know. He might be now. I don't pay much attention to the Jets.
Yeah. Gosh. Wow.
You know the guy that does Red Zone, Scott Hansen?
Yeah.
He's a Jets fan.
Is he?
Yeah.
He has to be unhappy.
Oh, yeah. You never hear him talking about his team. I mean, one, he's on national television. Yeah. He can't really, but even if he wanted to, like, what is he going to say?
So how about the AFC North? It's the strongest division when you count
NFL.
the top three teams of the division. We have the Steelers that are 4-0. The Ravens are 4-1. And the Browns are 4-1. The Browns only lost to the Ravens. The Ravens
only
lost
to
the Chiefs. So, and then we play the Browns this weekend. Who do you guys play?
Philly.
Oh, boy. Looks like the Ravens might be in first place after this weekend. Oh, my gosh.
So I guess next topic, talking about what?
Pretenders, the worst best team and the best worst team. If you guys understand what we're talking about. All right, the best worst team, the worst best team, meaning a team with a good record, correct me if I'm wrong, that's kind of like not as good as their record indicates. And then you take a team that has a bad record but is actually better than their record is showing.
Yes, and for the first one, a team that their record is great, but I don't think they're that great, the Bears.
The Bears. Yeah. They did beat Tampa Bay.
By a point.
Yeah.
And that was also a game where Tom Brady forgot that it was fourth down.
Man, there's so many memes of that going around.
Four?
What's one of the worst, best teams? In my opinion, I would say the Houston Texans. I would literally say they're 1-4, okay?
No, I would say the 49ers.
The 49ers, what's their record?
2-3.
2-3. All right, the 49ers and the Texans. Let me tell you why I'm saying the Texans. The Texans lost to
Actually, I take that back.
Who?
The Chargers.
The Chargers. Oh, yes, the Chargers.
The Chargers are the best, worst team out there right now.
Yes. Yes, the Chargers, and then I would say follow
every game that they've lost has been to a powerhouse team and by very small margins.
Every team that they lost to has a winning record.
Yeah.
They lost to the Chiefs. They lost to the Panthers, who actually has a winning record.
So they beat the Bengals, obviously.
Yeah.
They lost to the Chiefs in overtime.
Yep.
They lost to the Panthers by 5 points.
And then
they lost to the Bucks by seven
points.
And then they lost again in overtime to the Saints. They're not that bad.
No, they're actually pretty good.
They've just got a crappy luck of the draw. I mean, the Panthers, I think, was, I don't know, just one of those games that, you know, every team every now and then just drops a game.
And it's crazy. The one game that they won, Tyrod Taylor started.
Yeah.
But that guy, Herbert,
Justin Herbert.
He's good, bro.
Yeah. Wow. He hasn't actually had a win, but he's, man.
He lost to the Chiefs by 3, lost, like we already went over this. Yeah, this is crazy. So they play the Jaguars next, and I hope they don't disappoint.
No, I don't think they
will. You think he's going to get his first win, the rookie?
I think he will.
All right, then the Texans. I think the Texans have been, oh boy. Let's see who they played. All right, they lost to the Chiefs. They lost to the Ravens, and they lost to the Steelers, and then they lost to the Vikings. That's what got Bill O'Brien fired. And then they won their first game. And not only won, they blew the team out like they should have, 30-14, the Jaguars. So they're one of those teams that I think is actually better than what their record indicates. Now let's go to, we already talked about some of the teams that were, the Bears is your one team. You have another team that's not as good as their record indicates. Titans are good. Oh, I have one. The Ravens. No, I'm just playing.
No, I would say that's honestly the only one because I'm looking through it. Like, Seattle is as good as their record shows. Green Bay, same thing. Kansas City, same thing. Tennessee's the only one I'm slightly hesitant on, but after the show last night, not so much anymore. You know, like, I was hesitant coming into that game because they had however long they had, like 2 weeks or like 16, 17 days with no practice, nothing.
They did practice, though.
But
they got in trouble for it. And what was one of the players saying that you can't tell, you didn't see my face or something? I'm not going to say.
Oh, I don't know.
Good Lord, man. They played the Broncos. They won that game 16-14. They played the Jaguars. They won that 33-30. Dude, this is crazy.
They played the Vikings.
And won by 1 point.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Every 1 point, 3 points,
and then they
busted
up on the Bills. And I think that's because the Bills probably came into that matchup thinking, like, we got this. They haven't played in forever.
And the Bills had a bunch of injuries. Starting cornerbacks was out. Their run-stopping defensive or nose tackle was out.
And let's take a break on that game and talk about that stiff arm.
Oh! Josh Norman!
Oh, man.
Did he just make him a meme?
Yeah, so there's a meme of him getting thrown out of the Fresh Prince's house. Like,
There's no like way Jazz. He's never going to be able to live that down.
No. We talked about that for quite a while on the show today, just about, you know, is there a player that when you first see him, the first thing you think of and you're like, come on, man. Yeah. And we went to Mark Sanchez, where the first thing you think of is
the butt fumble.
Yep.
He will always be remembered for the butt fumble.
Yeah. And for me, personally, as a Ravens fan, I'm sure you remember this, Billy Cundiff shanking that tiny little field goal, that 27-yard field goal that would have sent us to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Against the Patriots.
Yeah.
And Phil Nance even used the word shank because there was no other word to describe what happened to that ball. It wasn't even close.
He shanked it. But you know another funny moment now that you're talking about kickers, your kickers? What's your kicker's name?
Justin
the most
Tucker.
Accurate kicker in NFL history.
Now.
He missed a field goal, and the look he had on his face was ridiculous. A couple of years ago, 2 years, he's like,
well, that's because that was the first one he had missed in like however many. It was like hundreds of attempts.
Yeah, it's like, what? He's automatic.
Yeah, but the thing is once he broke that, once he missed that one, it doesn't seem to faze him as much when he misses one. Like he tried one this past game.
He missed the field goal?
Just for the hell of it. It was a 61-yarder. Just for the hell of it. It was like 4th and 6, and they were like, screw it, we'll line up. Like, they were like, we've got Justin Tucker, we'll try it.
Why not?
Yeah. And he made the length. He couldn't hit the direction. And, like, he didn't care.
I think sometimes he just does that to trick people and let them know, oh, I'm human, I'm not a robot. So he missed it on purpose.
He was
dude is an automatic.
When the Jumbotron in the Dallas stadium first got installed, he was hitting that, and they got mad at him and told him he couldn't. Like he was like aiming for it, trying to hit it, because he was like, "I bet you I can get it up there."
Yeah, he's good. He's money.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was my kicker, I would not have any care or
worry. As soon as he goes up, no problems. They're sending Justin Tucker in? Cool. We got 3 points.
I mean, the jinx doesn't even work with him. He hasn't missed a field goal in 7 attempts. It doesn't even matter. Or 100 attempts. He's still going to make it because most kickers, you have those freaking announcers. Wow, he's made 20 field goals. Shut up. Just let him kick the field goal and then say he's made 21 in a row. And sure enough.
He's also an opera singer.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's actually very talented.
Justin Tucker. The Ravens place kicker.
He's the jersey that you see all of the female Ravens fans have. He's the heartthrob of the team. That's what all the
I'm gonna have to search to see what Justin Tucker looks like. You guys, he's a heartthrob in Baltimore. So you guys search and see what this guy looks like and see if he's a heartthrobber. Let me look him up. Hold on, let me pull him up. Okay, all right. I mean, he's not a bad looking guy. He's no Garofalo or Tom Brady.
No, it's just, but I'm just saying, like, if you go to M&T, like 90% of the female fans
have a Justin Tucker jersey. How about that? Did he play baseball?
I don't know.
Unless there's another Justin Tucker. No, he played baseball, apparently, for the Oreos. Oh, no, he was throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, yeah, like, he didn't. He did not.
Yeah, pretty good form on that pitch, by the way. So search Justin Tucker and search Garofalo. The quarterback
Garoppolo.
And search Garoppolo, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. I call him Superman. Now, that guy, he's a handsome dude. Just saying. Oh, by the way, if you want to know what we look like, if you've never seen us before, Adam looks like Jake Gyllenhaal, the guy that played Mysterio on Spider-Man. Okay. And I look like fake Drake. You know, if you have generic brand food that you go to the grocery store, you get the real stuff, then you get your generic brand that has nothing on the front of the cereal or whatever, that's me. I'm fake Drake, so there you have it.
I've heard Jake Gyllenhaal so many freaking times, it's not even funny.
You look just like him! So now people are going to be wearing Adam Cole's jerseys.
No, if you look up my name, you find the wrestler.
There's a wrestler named Adam Cole?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not even his real name. He chose Adam Cole, and I'm like, come on, man.
Hey, what's your Facebook page? If they search you on Facebook, is it under Adam Cole?
Yeah.
All right, so search Adam Cole on Facebook, and you'll find out that, ladies, he looks like Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm just saying. Mysterio. I'm just going to call him Mysterio from the Spider-Man movie.
And on that note, I guess we'll see what kind of spills out of the NFL over the course of the next week, because what, we took 2 weeks off,
yeah,
and we had a ton of stuff to talk about. So we'll see. We'll see. I guess I've heard slight rumors about, you
Le'Veon Bell going to the Steelers?
No, I haven't heard that, but I've heard slight rumors about Haskins getting traded. I've heard slight rumors about Dallas possibly being interested, but that could just be speculation talk. So we'll see what boils down over the week, and
see if Lev Bell's back in Pittsburgh, the Berg.
He'll be somewhere. He'll be somewhere by the, I would hope, by the next one.
I hope it's the Berg.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!